Can we pray one more time? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto thee, O God, that in the whole world wide, it pleased you, O God, to know us before the foundation of the world, and you have written our names in the last book of life, where you promised that they will never, never be deleted. Lord, thank you for this great favor that we find with you before the world began. And that is why, where your word crosses our path, Lord, there is something that you have already deposited in us as your children that made us to recognize that this is our Father speaking unto us. You have sent your word, your sheep. We hear your word. When you hear that voice, they will follow. You say the voice of strangers will they not follow. No wonder your word says that the elect cannot be deceived. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. There is no way we will, no, whatever comes, whatever goes, we will never, never forget Calvary. For that was a place where the sin question was settled once and for all. That was a place where the backbone of Satan was broken. That was where God and man reunited again. Father, we are grateful for Calvary. If you have not gone to Calvary, definitely we will not be what we are today. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Thank you for the self-service and the blessings, the special numbers, both the one of individuals and the joy to one. We appreciate you for everything. We thank you for reminding us, O God, that you answer prayers. You say we should be careful. We should not be troubled over anything. You said in everything, in all things, with prayers and supplications and with thanksgiving, we should always make our requests known unto you. Thank you, Father. We are very grateful to you. We leave ourselves to your hands again at this hour, for you are the Jehovah Potter, and we are just little lump of clay. You are the only one that can take a lump of clay and make a vessel of honor out of it. Father, that is our heart desires. As you take us as little lump of clay this morning, please, Master, may you make us vessels of honor, vessels that can represent you, vessels that you are proud of, vessels, O God, that can live a life and cause others, O God, to want to be like them, to want to serve the God that they serve. Your prophet preached a message unto us, let your light so shine before men, and it can be all your good works, and and your heavenly Father may receive all the glory. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. No man can change himself. No man can change another man. You are the unchangeable changer. Oh, Master, please don't pass any of us by, Lord. Sometimes when preaching comes on, when rebuke comes, and reprove our corrections, we are not happy about it. We murmur and complain. How are we ever going to be what you want us to be if we cannot take correction? Your word has said it is those that you love that you chastise, because you don't want them to perish with the world. Thank you, our Master. We are your hands again this hour. Please, Lord, do with us as it seemeth good in thy sight. Don't pass any of us by once again. If there be any that is present here and his heart is somewhere else. Father, may you bring such a heart down in the name of Jesus. We must recognize that we are your presence according to your promised word. May your blessings never elude any of us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Let's once again remind ourselves of this. There is Mother's Day. There is Father's Day. There is Children's Day. So many days that people are put in place. But they forget one day that is supposed also to be remembering. The Judgment Day. Nobody thinks about that. That is why they live all kinds of life the people want to live. If everybody, if we were celebrating Judgment Day, I will put in, you know, in our view, before our view, what the Bible called the Judgment Day, I think it will help many people to be careful. The other time in our community, in the night, midnight, bandits came around and started shooting guns. I said, look at this, it's sons of the devil. People are sleeping, you are carrying God. Chebia yi obalema kuwe koko to sholo koto viwa shuwa soja. Olo, nko kono lo sheni to rati o rowo so. Nigeria is sad, Nigeria is sad. If they carry God, go meet my family. You know they Nigeria. Nigeria is, as it hard for you, you were correct God. That is very hard for the person you are going to meet in the house. It's not in America. It's just nothing but Satan anointing. May God deliver us from all evils. Amen. Pray for the community that you live. Because of your presence there, God can avert evil when they come. We remember the case of Paul. The Lord told Paul, this ship, it will wreck. But for your sake, the people that are traveling with you, there be no soul lost. And it was so. God bless you. We have those ones as visitors with us this morning. We have Brother Abraham who want to share with us. God bless you, brother. Where is he? God bless you. You are welcome. Yeah. We wish you the richest of God blesses. We have Brother Ebenezer Andrew with us. God bless you, Brother Ebenezer. We wish you the richest of God blesses. We have I don't know what you wrote to this MS. I don't know what it is. Ola Fare Bisola. God bless you, my sister. Sorry for calling the name. No, bear with me. We have Mrs. Chibuzo Okedi. God bless you, our sister. Sorry, bear with me, please. Shalom. And we have Hey, Mama. God bless you. I was told you came. The church came and we come to the house. That is the mother-in-law of Brian Fine. Oh, God bless you, Mama. You see what we are saying? There's nothing special about mothers. Each time these people give birth, Mama will come. Daddy has never stepped here. Daddy, oh, well, I call. The first, the second, this is the third. This is the third time she's coming. There's nothing wrong. To bad me here, I could tell you. Me only come out, told you, Daddy. They are special. You say, what are you saying? They are so special to you, Brother Abraham preached Mother's Day. I say, Samuel. God bless you. But I'll be praying, you know where I'm going. No Father's Day. Father. Praise God, amen. God bless you. Amen. There we have Brother Sestor Oguleye, our precious brother. God bless you, brother. We appreciate you. We have Sister Ayokule. Sister Ayokule, God bless you. You are welcome. Yeah. What is the name, sir? Okay, Isaiah. Our brother, my name is Brother Isaiah. You know, he's a minister of God. Maybe one of these days, if the Lord lead him, he will come and feed us here. Praise God, amen. The fivefold is given to the bride. If a pastor does shut your door against the fivefold, hey, project for me, Ephesians 4 from verse 11. Look at it too. He gave to some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. We don't go to seminaries to learn how to preach. But Abraham said you were born with it. It's a gift. You know that some people can see. They are born with it. Amen. It's for the body of Christ. Don't be selfish. Your ministry alone as a pastor cannot perfect the faith. You need the ministry of others. I remember we did not measure barista in our midst. God bless you, brother. God bless you. It's not everybody that knows you. New people come to church. Can you write the rest to you? That's our precious brother. He's a lawyer. Okay. I would ask you here with sister. Is he outside? Okay. God bless you. You are welcome, please. It's good to have you around. It'll be for a while we see you. God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. How many of us are happy this morning? Me, I'm happy. I'm always happy. I will be so happy until the devil will be annoyed. Yes. My happiness will cause Satan to be annoyed. Because Timothy says, man, it's a new condition. Jesus paid for it now. Jesus paid for it. Amen. When we say, Jesus paid it all. Oh, miss all to ye, my room. But I will see you when we close. Since I saw you yesterday, I couldn't shake your hand before I vanished. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen and amen. We have a newborn baby in our midst. We are dedicated. Bring them in. Bring them in this morning. People should be bringing them in. There is room for all. Amen. Bring them in. Brothers, sisters, keep bringing them in. After all, Jagaba is our president. He said, Miloko. He said, whatever you do, I will win the election. And he won. I will always beat them in election. I don't care whether you protest, you don't protest. Subsidy is gone.
Amen.
How many of us are happy that subsidy is gone? Hey, we should all be happy. For your information, whether you are happy, you are not happy, subsidy is. Oh man, we pray for that man. God can use, if God used an animal, God forbid, I'm not comparing a human being to an animal. If God used animal to talk to Bela, God can use anybody to turn things around. Don't be surprised what that man will do with this country. Just be praying for him, that God will give him good health. Don't look at his grammar, the way he talks. Don't look at that. He's our president. Amen. God bless us. We are going to read this morning. We have 5 names. We are here. Don't be in a hurry. You will hear the name. Show Bonsi. Etetisile. Ema Boruko. You like me. Bokato Shemi.
Let me just read something for future chapter 10. Guess it is.
Matthew 10 for verse 13. Let me see now. Come again. All right. Okay. Mark 10 from verse 13. And they brought your children to him that he should touch them. Had his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Praise be to God. The prophet told us, he said that is the only place he actually see that Jesus have physical encounter with the children. You know, the denominations, all those places, wasting time to go into them. Because they are, it's apostasy already. Anybody, all the churches outside the message of the hour, they are Laodicea. Is that not so? God bless you. I say God bless you. So, we don't waste our time to go to what they normally do. Some bring gorobo, some bring honey. They bring all kinds of things. So even deep finger in the water and sprinkle them, they say they baptize them. There's no such baptism in the Bible. Whatever you preach, whatever you do, compare it to what Paul preached. That is why we say what Abraham said. And it's not Abraham. He said, it's not me saying it. He said, it's the Lord that asked me to tell you. It's one man message. Praise God. Amen. One man message. Hallelujah. God bless you. What he taught us is what we want to do. That is why we create that scripture. Now, he told us that children, you don't baptize children. Of course, strictly it's not baptism. That is Roman Catholic dogma. It's Roman Catholic creed. You find men with PhD order following Reverend Father. The things of God is not by education. The things of God is by revelation. PhD order, doctors, professors, they will open mouth with that round wafer. They put it in his mouth. Now the priest, now they drink all the wine. May God have mercy. Don't forget, it's described in the Bible as the whore, which is the mother of harlots. It's the mother of all denominations. May God help us. But we thank God that God, who is rich in mercy, he will not allow his children to grope in darkness. He has sent a messenger to us with a message. In most cases, many people don't know what the message of the hour is all about. It is the original gospel that Paul and Peter and the rest of the apostles preached. It's a message of restoration. That is why out of the seven messengers, there are only two prophets there. That is Paul and William and Abraham. The one who laid the foundation and said, if you are building on it, be careful. He said, because your work shall be tried by fire. Tell me any denominational work that is built upon the foundation of Paul laid that can stand. Tell me. The poor priest, woman preacher. The poor baptized the titles of Father to Holy Ghost. The poor ordained deaconess. The poor believed in Trinity. Where did they come from? From the pit of hell. Praise God. Amen. Make you not pray for me. Next Sunday, I'll be invited to a mini convention. Now, denominational man. Now, I don't know why he invited me. I told my wife I was getting unnecessarily weak. Let me go to our clinic here. When I got there, I met the doctor. I know him before. And they took my sample. I hardly had malaria. I hardly. When they tested, they said it was negative. Though he gave me some few things to help the weakness of the body. He said, I should give him my number. I did ask him, why give him my number? After he called me, he said, when he saw me, that something asked him to invite me to be one of the guest speakers of the annual something they used to have. To make matter worse, when he said the thing of the confession to me, God opened our eyes. I said, God, answer their prayers, so open their eyes. Because we have what it takes to open spiritual blind eyes, which is the message of the hour. Amen. God bless you. So I will not be with you on Sunday. I will be there. And on Sunday too, we are having a visiting minister, Brother Lakon from Saltwater. Please be in prayers for him, that when he comes, as usual, it will be a blessing to us. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Where is that song again now? What? We don't have any birthday person. Dickens, no birthday. No birthday. Is it, what do we call it, 124 or 34? Yeah. Open that he read their things. So I forgot the. I am out in the dark, but in the ship, oh God, but there it is, from the book. Breathe the out in the day, yeah, crack. Out on the man, wide and hot. Out in the man, speak so deep. Go find my seat where that day be. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Oh, breathe, breathe, breathe. Little ones to Jesus. Breathe, breathe. president, eternal president, the only kingdom where you have the spirit of the president in all the subjects in his kingdom. It's our kingdom. It's our president. Shalom, brother. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. No revolt in that kingdom. No protest. Amen. No police. No soldier. No lawlessness. No court. No arrest. No prosecution. Oh, shalom to your. Oh, my. Hallelujah, church. Amen and amen. We shall be yours forever. In that kingdom, no old age. We will not be celebrating birthdays. It will be a thing of the past. Shalom. I say shalom. Oh, Nilarugombe. It's not going to be there. No gray hair. We shall be young forever. These things are not just mere talks. They are talks, says the Lord. Then you ask me not to be happy. Who asked me why I'm happy? So I just tell you happy. My sins are gone. Worldly, before you were saved, you don't really know what salvation is. The thing where Satan take my eyes here, I was smoking more than 40 sticks of cigarettes every day. 40. My wine had a drinker. Kankai had a drinker. Beer had a drinker. I put, what do you call it? This thing. I put it down like this, a full bottle. I will empty it. I just get up and if nothing has happened. The devil wanted to kill me. But Jesus said, hey! 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 Enough is enough. When Jesus said yes, nobody can say no. God bless you. Amen. The devil is in trouble. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. Ah, hallelujah. Therefore you are in trouble. Our God in Allah today. Amen. God bless you. So with joy and gladness, what we have this little baby in our hands. I pronounce the name. There are five names. Where I'm mistaken, oh, joy, my precious brother, please remind me. Okay? Tell me how to pronounce them. God bless you, Mama. Your Mama. God bless you. Hey. Come on, everybody. Come on. Yes, these are the names of this our baby girl. Miracle. Adeji. Blessing. Princess. Iyanu Oluwa.
Our gracious eternal Father, we bless your name, O God, for this gift you are giving to this family and to the household of faith. Lord, we thank you for the 9 months the baby stayed in the womb of the mother. Thank you for your protection. We thank you, O God, for your strength. We thank you for good health for the mother. And we thank you for safe delivery. We bless your holy name. Dear Jesus, since she has come out of the womb, your eyes have been watching upon her. And we are committing her back into your hands, that the eye, that all-seeing eye, we keep watching upon our Heavenly Father. When there is epidemics, may they never touch her, O God. When there are diseases and afflictions, may they never touch her, O God. We pray you give unto this little girl spiritual immunity, O Father, against wicked hands of the enemy. Lord Jesus, if we are still here and she happens to hit the age of accountability, you that have opened the eyes of the parents, may you open our eyes also. Lord, we pray for this girl, O God, that while she is with the parents, O Father, all that they have need of to take care of the girl and the senior ones, may you provide for them. Lord, endow them spiritually also to be able to bring them and nurture them up in the fear and admonition of the Almighty God. Thank you, Eternal Father. We place our hands, which is representing yours, upon the baby, and we bless her in your name, Father. May she be blessed, Lord. May she grow in grace. May she grow in mercy. May she grow in good health. May she grow under your care and protection. May your blessing rest upon this girl. Thank you, Eternal Father. As many as are also expecting their delivery day that are pregnant presently, may you see them too, Lord. Those that are trusting you for children, may you provide for them, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory. We ask these petitions as we commit unto you for a life of service, Lord, and holiness and purity in this sinful world. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. We turn to our Bible, Isaiah chapter 6, from verses 1 to 8. It goes like this. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Above his two the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the bell moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues of the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has taught thy lips, had thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? How do we go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of the Bible into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise God, amen. We are so grateful to the Almighty God. But I do only say greetings to the church, like we have announced earlier on, or said earlier on in our prayers. He has gone to Bakatari to hold a meeting with the brethren there who were formerly in Akpata. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I was trying to preach on a sermon, but somehow it turned out to be what we want to look at this morning. You know, different from what I was thinking of. I was thinking of an absolute. No, what Abraham preached, he preached an absolute. He preached the absolute. He preached a absolute. Amen. I say an absolute is your ultimate. It's a final type post. He said, if you put your absolute in your husband as a wife, he said, remember, wife can live, husband can die, wife can die. Amen? So let your absolute be Christ, who is the eternal one. Amen? I know of a sister somewhere. You see, when the husband was alive, the sister was very, very active. When the husband is preaching, come and see her. Amen. Amen will almost carry you up. But unfortunately, as the way of mortals, the man died. The amen went down. May human being never be your absolute. May God help us. But Abraham has told us, he said, that is your tie post. If you make your office, maybe you are an army officer. Actually, the prophet said, no, make sure this army officer something. He said, you can get killed as an officer, as a soldier. Don't make that your tie post. The Bible says, seek ye first. First means first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added. The Bible didn't stop there. He also said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, if possible, and then suffer the loss of his soul? What has he come here for? Oh, are you that? May that never be the portion of any of us. Amen? Let me cite an example for you. We remember there was a young rich ruler that came to Jesus. He had these three qualities. He was young, he was rich, and he was a ruler. He came to Jesus, the person of eternal life. Eternal life is not church. Eternal life is a person. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That is why the Bible says to know him is life. The prophet even went for that to say, not even to know his word. We have seen people that carry the writings of fishermen. Matthew, Peter, John, and the rest of them. Carry it to the university. Read and have PhD out of those writings of fishermen. And they don't have the revelation to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then what good is education without revelation? Amen. All these PhD holders you see in theology. But Abraham said, you say you are called of God, want to go to school of theology? He said, you are digging your grave. These are his words. Amen. He said, you are digging your grave. It is a call of God. And the prophet said, when God calls you, he equips you. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Brothers, sisters, make Christ your absolute. You will never regret. Here on earth, there are promises. You're going out, you're coming in. He said he will protect you and take care of you. He said he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Where you are sick, he said, I am the Lord that healeth all their diseases. Amen. He said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, he said, I will raise the standard against it. He said, I am the one that giveth sleep to my beloved. You go to bed in the night, the Lord will give you sleep.
It's a promise of God. Don't allow it to elude you. After the hustle and bustle of the day, night is meant to sleep. Except you want to stand up for prayer meeting. Apart from that, you should sleep in the night. Amen. It's a promise of God. Do you know Jesus who said, "This my followers that I'm talking of, they will even eat poison, deadly things, and it will not harm them." People hate people and try to poison them, to make them to exit out of this world. You put poison in a child of God's food, God will turn the poison to be Maggi. The child of God will be fat instead of dying. Amen. He will not die. Maybe I'm giving you testimony of my life. Not until you become a Christian before God begin to take care of you. He know you before he form you in your mother's womb. Somebody poisoned my drink. I didn't know. I was drinking that year. I hold the half of it. As he passed, he poisoned it. I didn't know. He went and sat down. When I was so drinking, there was an explosion. He didn't reach my mouth. The cup just exploded. Boom! The very man who poisoned it, he stood up. He came, he shook my hand. He said, "Matthew, you are a man." I was not a man. It's God who protected me. He's responsible for you from art to glory. I don't care what comes. I don't care what goes. If epidemic comes, you'll be elected. Oh, man. Oh, blessed be his holy name. He didn't stop there. He said, if anybody curse you, the person is cursed. Anybody bless you, the person is blessed. Each time I'm driving, I don't kind of misbehave. One day, you can see me. I say, "God, forgive them. Please, please, they don't know." Because they make me only check me. A lot of people can't even check me for me. May God help us too. You see, maybe one day God will help me. I don't know whether I preach it here. I preach it somewhere. Was it in Ghana? The benefits of God's elect. I don't think it's here. I think it was in Ghana. God's children have benefits. God, Jesus said, "You are not the one that chose me. I have chosen you. And after choosing you, I have ordained you to go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit may remain." Amen. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. After I finish preparing the place, I will return to receive you to myself, so that where I am, you will be with me." Amen. I used to tell people, you talk about Canada, you talk about the US, talk about London, talk about China, talk about Dubai, talk about all those big countries that they are whatever. There is no country, neither is there any city, you can compare to the four square city. Because every city that is built, every country that is built on the surface of the earth was designed by man and built by man. But the first square city, hallelujah church, was designed by God and built by God. Man made a lot of mistakes. Man laid foundation of a house and they built it, whatever story they couldn't live in it. Because it was not properly, you know, that kind. God doesn't make mistakes. But Abraham said, "God knows you very well. And he know what you like. And he will build your mansion to your taste." You see, I should not be happy. I'd be so happy until the devil will be annoyed. Let him be annoyed. But somebody is happy. Jesus paid for it. The Bible says we are not of ourselves. We are bought with a price. Amen. Let the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. Shalom, my brethren. Blessed be his holy name. One of these days, There is going to be a meeting in the air. Hallelujah. We will not consult Nigeria Airways whether they have a jet plane to borrow us. No. We will go God's way. Supernatural. In the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. In the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. Oh, quicken your mortal body. Oh, in the spirit, dwell in you. Quicken your mortal body. In the spirit, dwell in you. That is how we are going to fly. That is the material that will take us up. Brothers and sisters, don't come short of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I think I preach it here. Oh no, it was in Benin. I preach it. The Holy Ghost, our national spirit. I also preach it here. Good. The Holy Ghost is our national spirit. Amen. Look, Brother Brown said we don't see each other. I only see the body that carried my precious brother. You only see my body. The real brother is inside of him. And the real me is inside of me. And the prophet said, the nature of the spirit that is in you is what determines your character. Amen? It's what determines your character. I call a sister. I think she's the one who called, we were talking. I said, sister, because you are preparing to marry, you know, come church again, eh? Eh? Because of marriage? Oh, why church, mom? Okay, oh. I want to continue marriage before you. Don't make marriage your God, oh. So people marry and regret. May your own not be like that, oh. Church, let me tell you one thing. There is nothing that you can use to replace Christ. Nothing. You remember the young ritual I was talking about? Amen. He said, what shall I do in order to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, why do you call me master? After all, you don't believe that I'm the Messiah. No man is good now, only God. He said, okay, you go and be keeping the commandments. He said, right from my youth, I've kept all. And yet, you know, no eternal life. Eternal life is a person. Eternal life is not keeping commandments. Amen? You must have the person of eternal life, which is Jesus Christ in spirit form, which is the Holy Ghost. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, no local assembly can claim you. Are you following me? You are in the body of Jesus Christ. But Abraham said, I was born William and Abraham. He said, nobody asked me to join it. We don't join the body of Christ. You can join a local church. I was talking to a brother yesterday. Those brothers were with us who left that are in it. I called the brother called me, we're chatting. I said, brother, but Abraham said you can have new friends, but they will never take the place of the old. I said, bro, you know, since they left, I've always been telling you, don't have nothing against anybody. Don't do it, because it will hinder your spiritual progress. It will hinder your prayers. Amen. Be transparent in your heart. Love everybody. Pray for everybody. Even your bitterest enemy that you know if you have opportunity will chop off your head. Pray for him. God didn't create him to be your enemy. It's the devil that makes him to be like that. And God can deliver him. Amen. This same young rich ruler, the Lord told him, okay, since you say you have kept all the commandments, go and sell everything you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. Transfer of wealth. This transfer that they do, Jesus don't talk about it long ago. Now my eyes they open with the transfer. Transfer your wealth from earth to glory. Koyeo, koloyeo, olobeleo, ibati wan sofun kogba. Because why? No revelation. And because of lack of revelation, you will prefer the earthly things more than eternal things. It takes revelation to reveal eternal things. That is why people cheat and steal, and it is no more business. There is no business lie. A lie is a lie. Speak the truth. Even if you are wrong, repent, and God will forgive you. Amen. They say it's business. Now it's business. You are a business, you are lying. The Bible says all liars. All liars. We go to heaven. Is that what your Bible says? May God help us. Don't be a liar. You check this young man, this young rich ruler with Lazarus. Because Lazarus was poor. He was even afflicted with sores. That did not stop Lazarus from serving God. He didn't stop him. Let nothing stop you from serving God. The prophet said, miss work, don't miss church. To miss work in America means you are missing your pay for that day. Miss your pay for that day. Miss your gain for that evening. Come to the church. As a believer of the message, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. Amen. God bless you. The Bible tells us, when that man went away unsatisfied, when he went away disappointed, when he went away unable to accept what eternal life said he should do, he became richer. The prophet said, riches, this word means riches. It's not a proof that God is with you. Do you know the richest woman in the black Africa? Do you know who he is? May God help us. But what we are saying is eternal life is very, very important. We have seen people. Along the Kadarugo. We have seen people talk that Rubo told the question and one more one. They start dying in his presence, which they don't like, but they have no choice. Amen. Amen. But Abraham says death is not a bad thing if you have what it takes to cross Jordan. Amen. There is only one thing you need to have to cross Jordan, and that is Christ. Brothers, don't settle down and know how to play drums. It's good to know how to play drums. Who are you playing drums? Daniel? Amen? Who are you? Don't settle down. I'm the pastor of this church. When I die, this church will go on. Another person will pastor it. Within a few months, you will forget me. That I've always told you that's not my joy. My joy is that I'm a son of God. Whether pastor or no pastor, I can decide to resign from this work. I become your janitor. I will clean this place that you sit down. It will not reduce my job. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When Lazarus finally died, the angel carried him to the bosom of Abraham. When that young rich ruler finally gave up, what is this thing teaching us? No matter your position in life. I want to continue. They have done it before.
Where are they? That place you call cemetery, like where you are going to Mokola, that quiet place you see. So lawyers are there, musicians are there, preachers are there, billionaires are there. They have lived their life. But Abraham said, death will not change your nature. He said, whatever nature you have when you die, he said, that is how you will appear on the other side. Brothers and sisters, we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came to the world speaking lies. In sin did our mother conceive us. That is why you must be born again. Amen. It is not a suggestion. You must miss no other alternative. That is the only way out of sin. You want to turn a good page. You want to be a good Samaritan. You want to be generous. You have many friends if you are generous. That's what the Bible says. Many friends. Generosity doesn't make you a Christian. I hope you know that. You are only a Christian when you are regenerated by the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? And then, any other people can follow. You can be president at that time if you wish to. You can be anything. But first thing first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added. Do you know every born again child of God is in the kingdom of God, spiritually speaking? Do you know that? You see, the kingdom of God, spiritually speaking, they are no longer running to and fro for anything. They are dead to the world and the things of the world. Amen? Let me read something to you. Oh, gracious Lord, may God help us. He said, have you ever noticed how the world... Can you get a page of this book? Okay. Turn to page 44. The exposition, page 44. I think page 44. Exposition of the seven churches. It's not there. Okay. Well, let me just. He said, have you ever noticed how the world gets into the spirit of things that are in the world? Listen very closely. Say they go to their ball games. To their ball games. Their sporting events. And their dances. They enter into the spirit of it. They will sit there like wallflowers. Old dried up sticks. They enter right into the feeling, the feel of things and become a part of things. But oh, how they hate the Christians for getting into the spirit of God's word. They call us fanatics, holy rollers, and so on and so forth. The sporting events and the game, the ball game, the prophet talked, it is their own. Amen. But Abraham was a boxer. He won 50 professional fights. Amen. He said, I quit that thing to preach the gospel. He said, I no longer fight my brother. He said, I fight the devil. Amen. I don't know. Either have ears to hear. Let him hear what Malachi 4, 5, and 6 says about games. Amen. You have your ears. In most cases nowadays, you say something, they say, give me quote. I think that is a quote. There might be more quotes. Brothers and sisters, I can get to another quote the prophet said. He said, Christians are not Christians, are human beings. They have the same thing, they have feelings. He said, but the people of the world, how did he put it? If I search for it, I will get it. He said, but we, our attraction, our attention is for the Lord. We are born from a different country altogether. The Bible says, "He that love the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not in him." Amen. Amen. You that give your phone to your children, there is a way of blocking of rubbish and nonsense, and you can, they cannot get to it. That phone is a blessing, you know, if it is rightly used. If it is wrongly used, it's a curse. Do you know that phone is worse than television? That phone, you see, so. May God help you. May He help me. Yes, we have 1 hour to preach our sermon. We are coming to our sermon now. That same young rich ruler died. At that time, the region of the lost and the region of the blessed was in the same place. But there was a demarcation. This cannot cross to this. This cannot cross to this. But they can see each other. The young rich ruler saw. He saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. He said, "Father Abraham." He was still religious in that place. He called Abraham father. "Father Abraham, why don't you tell Lazarus to dip a finger inside water, come and put in my mouth and be tormented here?" There was a reply of Abraham. Though we see each other here, but we cannot cross. There is a gulf that God put. We can't cross to your area. We can't cross to our area. That has been removed now. It's the sixth dimension for the saints now. Down for the religious of the lost. Oh, blessed be God forever. Tell me what Brother Abraham did not preach. That your eighth messenger is coming to preach. There is no eighth messenger promise. It's the message of the hour. It's no promise. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is singular, shall begin to sound. All the mysteries of God shall be finished. As he has revealed to his servant, the prophet. God bless you. But Abraham says, you see anything greater happen before the rapture than what you are seeing in my ministry? He said, call me a false prophet. Nothing greater we are expecting. Just be eating the message of the hour. I'll be getting closer to God the more. Until as you accumulate rapture faith, when the hour comes, supernaturally, we shall meet with him in the air. And so shall we ever be with him. It is thus says the Lord. We don't care what Pope will do. We have an idea of what he's going to do. He will not affect us. He will not affect us. No matter what he claims. He says he's going to write another book. That this Bible has become too old. It's no longer meeting the needs of the hour. I say, Pope, you are talking to your children. Your children, you came from the same place. The place where Judas come from. Judas was an apostle. But Abraham said the apostleship of Judas was not inferior to that of Peter. And yet, he was the treasurer of the church. And yet, he did not listen to the sermons of Jesus for 3 years and 6 months. Because he had a seed that cannot be converted. So if you come to church all the time, you don't miss service. After church service, you go away, continuing fornication. What type of seed is in you? Koyemio, because the preaching of the gospel is supposed to transform your life. Yes! It's supposed to transform your life. It's supposed to show you this is sin. It's supposed to bring the love of God into your heart. It's supposed to make you to hate what God hates and love what God loves. But for you to continue in sin, and you will always be happy come to talk, come and play drum and do all that things. We will do our best. One thing I thank God for is that God will not punish me for your actions. Amen. He will say, "What did you preach to them?" I will say, "The message you give to Brother Abraham." I say what Brother Abraham said. What you do with it, you'll be responsible by yourself. Paul asked the question, should we continue in sin so that grace should abound? Don't turn grace to disgrace. There is a power to live above sin. And that is the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that is born of God does not commit sin. Because of what? The seed of God abided in him. Believer, thou this. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Very simple. Repent of your sins. Be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God promised to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is to you Jews, to your children Jews, to them that are far off, both Jews, Samaritans, and the Gentiles, to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Brothers and sisters, there is a power that delivers from sin. There is a power that makes you to love your lovable. There is a power that makes you to love your enemy and pray for him or her. Don't hold no grudges or malice against anybody. Brother Brian said, whatever you do, don't go to where the downward path. If you are living this thing, the road you are traveling is leading to the downward path. May that never be you. Do you know the prophet put it? Yeah, I will remember. Beyond the curtain of time. When the prophet was looking at the bride, he previewed. The worldly churches, each time they come to the preview, when they are going back, they go down. It's only the bride that go up. Is that true? May God help you and me. Don't miss the Holy Ghost. That is Christianity. That is the power to say no to righteousness and embrace holiness and righteousness. Amen. Amen. Okay. The prophet said, the minute, the hour you receive the Holy Ghost, he said, you will know. He said, you will know. It brings a permanent change in your life. The Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ in spirit form. I think we all know that. I think we all believe that. What did they not do to Jesus when he came here? They maltreated him. The Bible says he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, without measure. All that God was in Jesus Christ. Himself and the Father were one. The Father was dwelling in him. That is why he said, I do nothing but what my Father doeth. Amen. He went about doing good, healing the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He called the lame to walk. He raised the dead. He called the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak. He speak away cancer and what have you. He cleansed lepers. What did he not do? In it all. Did they appreciate it? No! They said he was doing it because he was the chief of all the devils. Have you ever seen a devil healing anybody? That is his kingdom. His kingdom is sickness, his sorrow, his pain, his anguish. A kingdom that divided against itself shall not stand. But our God is a healer. He's a deliverer. It's all in all to us. God bless you, church. Whether the devil like it or not, we will arrive our final bus stop. All the trials, all the temptations, all the problems, whatever we cast across our path, we are ordained to overcome them all. We will overcome them all. God bless you. So, brother, don't think you are fooling anybody. You are fooling nobody. If you are doing things at the back that are questionable, remember, the Bible says God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, that is what he will. Amen. May God help us. It takes two to fight. That's why, by the grace of God, somebody come around me and slap me. I will tell him, Kinito, Oma Dumi, Joma Bankejo. When I escape, I go to a corner and go say, God, help that man. Amen. Because my Savior, Paul concluded in all things, he said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. Paul was not proud by saying that. Every child of God can say that. If you know you have the Holy Ghost, you can say, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. It's not a pride. It is a testimony of the grace of God. Praise God. Amen. So people will say, becoming proud. You see, what is where you are testified by what God did for you. Is that pride? If that is what you call pride, I'll be so proud. Jesus has saved my soul. I can no longer say, I have dominion over sin. I have dominion over the world. I have dominion over the flesh. And I have dominion over Satan. Do you believe it? I've been reading it to you. It's right here. In these short churches. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't mind how you look at me. I don't mind at all. Am I wanting? I want to please God. I'm indebted to Him. And to Him alone. Praise God. Amen. That should be your testimony also. Blessed be His holy name. Let me tell you one thing. I want you to come and wake up and want you to go to Babajani. You take in your higher institution, where you are schooling, who is your friend? You take a believer to be your friend? Ah. You are in trouble. They will plan for you. She be asking you, ne? Oh, Muti, oh, Shigba, oh, Shawo, oh, ni boyfriend, oh, ni koko. And you are following them. Anywhere they go, you go. They go to a party, you follow them. Look, Utoma Fujueli. May God deliver you. Don't go to Satan's ground. The message of the hour called places like that, Satan's ground. A boy wants to do birthday. Now, in the night, they put the party, the light where they put there. I can see that with Joseph like this. We can't see each other. You go to chuck your head in that place. The thing where you see. Oh, anywhere unika. May God help us. It's Satan's ground. Amen. But Abraham says, you are befriending somebody. And it's not encouraging you in the things of God. He said, leave it. Go and get another friend. He said, if finally nobody wants to befriend you, he said, Jesus will befriend you. Amen. Don't follow those girls that with tiny trousers and put some what they call a stainless paint on their lips. Body, red one and the stainless one, they are paint. You should be satisfied the way God made you. Amen. God's prayer, my life, next Sunday. It's here I be. Amen. If we go to what do you call it? 1 Timothy, read chapter 4 now. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times men will depart from the faith. By doing what? Giving heed to seducing spirits, adulteries of devils. Hey, I will so pronounce devil that doctrines of devil. Do you know that deaconess, ordaining deaconess in a church is doctrine of a devil? The deacons that were ordained in the church in Acts, their qualification was mentioned. Husband or wife. And they had their children, obedience or children. No deaconess in the Bible. No woman preacher. That is what Paul said. And the people are all against Paul. Gender discrimination. I don't care the grammar you put on it. The Bible is the truth. And you can't add to it, you can't subtract from it. For your own good, you believe what he said, you have salvation. You disbelieve what he said, it's your own cup of tea. When they want to ordain the women as Iyajo or deaconess, they call party. wọ́n ṣe oúnjẹ, wọ́n pè yà aláṣẹ. Spiritual blindness. Brother Abraham said, between spiritual blindness and physical blindness, he said, if I have to choose one, I will choose physical blindness. It's not good to be spiritually blind. You are breaking God's word. You are entertaining people. You call party, you serve them food. What is your name? Dickiness. Dickiness in the Bible. Where Paul was saying, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the men. He said, because Adam was first formed before Eve. He said, Adam was not deceived. He said, the woman being deceived, she was in the transgression. And that is why God says, she should not preach. Have you ever seen a woman preach in the Old Testament? That's why Paul said, as also said the law. As also said the law. The minister that their error comes. You don't find a woman among the Levites. Brothers and sisters, thank God for William and Robert. That man went through things. But because he was ordained of God with a message from God, when denominations closed their doors, God opened another door. Two gospel businessmen. They were just carrying him everywhere. They didn't know what he was. Anywhere he go, he drop it. Once he drop it, the sheep catch it. They go carry and go somewhere else. You can't beat God. God is the smartest of all smart. God bless you, church. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Do you love him? The young rich ruler further discussed with Abraham. He said, you know, I have some other brothers. They are living the same way I live. If I have lived like that, I come to this place of torment. And they continue like that, they also that they are coming here. Please, send somebody to go and tell them. Pray that way we are believing is wrong. He said, it's too late. He said, there are preachers in that place that God has placed there. If they don't listen to the preachers, even if somebody raised from the dead, they will not listen. May that not be you. May that not be me. If you reject the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have rejected heaven. Because the gospel leads you to the one who owns heaven. And you must be in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost before you actually you are your way that leads to heaven. Amen? There are two ways. One, go up. One, go down. If you are living a sinful life, oh, come you see me. You do whatever you like with another. The prophet said, whatever you husband and wife do together, he says, it's righteousness. He said, the woman is like another woman. He said, if you do anything with another woman, he said, you go to hell for it, except to repent and put a stop. This message does not permit fornication, it does not permit adultery. You say, oh, that will get the game over. I don't have husband now. You will have husband. If you decide to become an imam, go ahead. Any man that cross your path, you open yourself. No problem. When you are going to marry in this message, you will confess all to that man or that wife. Your marriage will be unlawful before God. So, Bami, you hear me so? May God help us. This ring, you see so? How many of us witnessed the marriage of yesterday? You witnessed it. They put out for Bible. Husband take from Bible, feast for the wife, and wife take from Bible, feast for husband. The prophet is a token. The token that the covenant that both of you have made will always be kept. Do you know some people carry this wedding ring and they are living with other women? Some women carry this ring, they are living with other men. Spiritually, you are blind. You don't know what you are doing. May I say something? Majority of people that will go to hell is this man and woman parable. I can assure you of that. That is where they will pass. In my village, one man saw a couple Arab in Lagba. What say ye? Come out by Arab in Lagba. Well, hey, Shami. May God help us. Praise God. Amen. If you are a Christian, you have dominion over all those nonsense. They will even attract you. They will not. Even if a woman approaches you, I'm telling you, you will just come with the message. The prophet said, if a sister is misbehaving, just help her. Say, sister, there is a better way to live than this. Amen. God bless you. Momenta so-called enjoyment. You want to fulfill it to for home. Man, you are not wise. You are not wise. Keep your body for your husband. You young men that want to be defiling you young women. Of course, no young woman here will submit for you. Except you are of the same spirit. Except you come from the same place. If it's a Tijowa, but no, they don't know. Apart from that, there's no young woman here who will give her body to any man until she's married. Go to your husband's house as a virgin. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. The sister that wedded yesterday was the one who blessed the father and the mother. I used to ask you people, most of you that are grandmothers now, I was the one who wedded you. Before I wedded you, did I fool around you? Did I touch any of you? I know of a sister that many sisters stay with us. I don't want to mention it. Many sisters pass our way. Those who were investing, where there is any crisis, they come and stay in our house. One particular way, we always be laughing to me. When I came to this puppet, oh my, she was sorry for herself. I said, why must you be laughing like an idol? There must be a cause for smile. You can't be smiling. The prophet says, a woman, don't wink your eye to another man. You are created for one man, period. Men that fool with women, they don't have the Holy Ghost. Show me. Well, let me mean more. You think a mean more will condemn fornication, condemn adultery? That's why a mean more is in you. He's guiding you to go and do that. You can never you as a saint God with that kind of thing. But Abraham says, my comforter. He will keep me away from that. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Don't forget this one thing I want to say. Brothers and sisters, whether the devil likes it or not, this message will produce a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such thing. For that is the purpose why the message was sent. Not only that, God, who knows all things, who knows the ending from the beginning, has already showed to his prophet the preview of that bride. Do you know what the preview of something is? The bride is already there. Nothing can touch her. She has dominion over sin, over the flesh, over the world, over Satan. He had dominion. Because he that is in him is greater than Lucifer, that is polluting everywhere. Blessed be God forever. Amen. You see, those days, before you talk about corruption, you start from secondary school. But now, it has degenerated to primary school. Boys and girls messing themselves up. Remember, Brother Abraham said, the way of life is a choice. He said, you can choose to live right. You can choose to say no to anybody. Foolishness. May God help us. When a boy is clever in the school or in a class, every girl line up behind, go and study. You can be as clever as a boy. He will just mess them up because he's a clever boy. Who tell you cannot be as clever as himself? Who tell you you cannot even be more clever than himself? May God help us too. Every unrighteousness is sin. Don't defy somebody else's daughter. Don't defy somebody else's wife. Don't do it. I used to ask people, if you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost, okiyawo niyawo mole. Where did you put the Holy Ghost? Did you put him in the cupboard to wait for you until you finish your foolishness? Men that are filled with the Holy Ghost, they don't live in fornication. They don't live in adultery. They live holy life. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Says the Lord. God bless you. For the past 40 something years, I'll be preaching to you. You catch me with woman outside. Or somebody tell you they catch me. If they tell, come and tell me. I believe when a man is safe, he's safe completely. Except language has lost its meaning. To say that somebody, God saved somebody from an accident, and yet the accident came in. I don't know what you are talking about. We are saved from sin. The body of sin is crucified with Christ. And the spirit is alive for righteousness' sake. We don't look at the shape of women. What concerns us? God is living in us. Oh, glory to God. You go and tell the sermon. The prophet title it now. He said, let us see God. That is the title. Let us see God. He said, we show you four ways that you can see God. God in the universe. God in his word. God in his son. God in his people. God is in his people. You that is married, you cannot be subject to your husband. Is God in you? Where God says you should be subject to him in all things, as unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you were cutting your wife, you are sugar in my tea. You are airtime in my phone. You are my sleeping tablet. Everything without you, I can't do it. But after you marry and finish, you make a doormat. Remember, the grace that saved you is the grace that saved her. The Bible says you should love her as Jesus loved the church and gave his life for the church. Is that what your Bible says? God bless you. Oh, I'm the head, I'm the head. Are you truly the head? If Christ is not your head, you are a fake head. You are fake head because that head you are so without Christ, you will not even follow scripture. That is why some of you beat your wife, you make her a fortune bag. If you want to know whether you have power, go to the ring with a man of equal weight. By the time you blow your nose and you are bleeding, you know that you shouldn't beat your wife. Praise God, amen. May God help us. How can you blow your honey? I've married over 40 something. That's my wife sitting there. Ask her whether I speak 50 probably, whether I don't beat her before. I will never beat her. Like the devil is not big enough to take me to that level. It's not big enough. The devil is under me. He should be under you. God bless you. I say God bless you. We want to talk about Uzziah. Amen. We want to talk about him briefly before. The prophet I wish to draw from this little title some context or some notes I have written down here. And if I should give it a title, I would like to call it influence. He said, you know, there is so many of us, and most all of us influence somebody by the things that we do. At the way we live, at the things we say. Is that true? We influence somebody. Somebody is watching your life. And then, when you profess to be a Christian, what type of a life should we live? We should live as Christians. Somebody is watching us. And your life that you live will reflect an influence on somebody. Amen? That might, it might, their eternal destination will rest upon the way that you live and the things that you do, for they watch you. Amen? In our text this morning, as influence, we find that this king, Uzziah, was a great influence to Isaiah. The young prophet Isaiah had been called to his side, and being a noted, vindicated prophet of his day, and I believe the way that Isaiah spoke it had a great influence upon Isaiah. That is Uzziah. Now, we find that Uzziah was called to be king at the age of about 16 years old, after his father's death. And his father was a great believer. Are you following me? Whatever you are, we have influence on your children. Can the church say amen? Whatever you are, if we have influence on your children, whether you like it or not. I'm coming. Praise God. Amen. See, so when children are misbehaving, when they are becoming wayward, check yourself. What type of influence did you give them at home? The prophet said, home is the backbone of the church. We are coming to church. And this young king had been crowned at a young age. And quickly he took the road that was right because of the influence of a godly father and a godly mother. You hear so? The godly father, the godly mother had influence on the child. You cannot be godly until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. It was when God came upon the mountain, they referred to the mountain, a holy mountain. It was when God was in the burning bush and the grasses were not being consumed. That is why he told Moses, the ground we are on is a holy ground. Anywhere God comes on is holy. If the Holy Ghost is in you, you are holy. It's not a pride, you are holy. God makes you holy. That's why the prophet says, it's not the holy man, it's not the holy church, it's the Holy Ghost in the man and in the church. How can the Holy Ghost be in you and you are living your holy life? You have told a lie against the Holy Ghost. When they come inside, they come to take over. Amen? He come to take over. Praise God. Amen. And I think that's a very fine example for we parents today. It will set an example before our children. Now, you will leave your best and your worst at home. What type of example did you set for your children at home? Are you beating their mother? Getting blood from her mouth? Every day, you are steady. You are actually influencing the children to go the way you are going. And I think that is our life. Though the children might not just exactly act like they are noticing it, but they are noticing it. Don't you never think that they are not, because they are watching. Can we say amen? Not only the children are watching, but the neighbors are watching. Not only the neighbors are watching, but all that are associated with you, watch you. The people at your church watch you. Let me give you something that has guided me. I won't talk much about it because it's a secret that God has given me. If new people come to this church, I will watch the people they are close to. I know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you a secret. The prophet said, spirit, God bless you. Spirit, congregate. May you be a shining example that whosoever associates with you will never regret. May you never be responsible for somebody that takes you as an influence to go to hell. May that never be held against you. Amen. We will still close. By 12, we will close. Amen. The people that you do business with in market, they are watching you. After your confession that you are a Christian, I wish you always try to reflect Christ in everything that we do. Can we say amen? Of course, it is not you struggling to reflect Christ. Christ had to be there to reflect himself. If he is there, you will not even struggle. A Christian life is just like a normal life. as long as Christ is there, he will reflect himself. Paul said, it's no longer me that lives, but Christ liveth in me. Remember that man never married. He was not living in fornication. He was not. He chose to be in union for the kingdom of God's sake. There is power to deliver man from sin. And that is the Holy Ghost. I can't go anywhere with this sermon, but I will stop at 12. If you are a young man, and you know that you are impotent, don't look for wife. Amen. Don't look for wife. You are going to cause trouble for that woman. I know what I'm talking about. If you know you are impotent, it's not a must to marry. I know of a couple. It's very late before I knew it. Not in a church here. So don't come and ask me who. They got married. They have three children now. But I later find out that the man was impotent. How the woman got the three children, I don't know. Koyemio. Olorun Koloye. Let me tell you one thing. If I were you as a woman, and I marry a man, find out he's impotent, I will never go out. I will keep myself. The kingdom of God worth it all. If you go out because the man is impotent, you are in trouble. You say, what is she going to do? What is she going to do is what I told you so. Stay in the house. Make you know the chopper cook, the chopper mala, the chopper rice, and the, what do you call it? And the moi moi, and whatever comes your way. I drink yogurt. I believe in your life. It's your cross, so, because I don't know the way out. We said the man was wrong. I agree with you, he was wrong. We all agree it was wrong. Then what is the way out? Hello? Hello? What is the way out? We all agree the man is wrong. But he has been blessed as husband and wife. No, TV, it depends on Brother Abraham message you. Show TV. We are not joking. It's a fact. If you fall like that, just carry your cross. If it's too heavy for you, go on your knees. God will give you grace. Don't go outside, though. Go and get children. Oh, I'm your symbol. I don't know what the end of the judgment will be. I don't know. You say, okay, what will we do? We will get a brother that believes the message to also. A true brother that believes the message will not live with you. Any man that we agree with, they'll live with you. He's a sinner and not a saint. No matter you. Some people negotiate for things like that. And he how will you be negotiating that I should come and believe in his name? She ain't Lucifer and any. May God have mercy upon me. I will not do it. If you will do it, it's between you and God. The kind of Holy Ghost I have will not do it. Of course, Holy Ghost is one. God bless you, church. You say, oh, so things like that can happen. Of course it can happen. The way out, stay single with him. Respect him as your husband. Wash his clothes and iron it. Cook dishes for him. Make you have both eat and be fat. Forget about children. If they ask you, Akilo Shele, I say, go go rokoni your master sita. If you love us, pray for us. Period. Amen. Because if you go to radio station and blow it up, you are only scattering your name. Amen. God knows the condition you are in. If you are faithful, let me tell you one thing. Because of the deceitfulness of that brother, God can take it. Which paved way for you to marry somebody else? Not that you go and be praying, God kill him. Are you following me? Not that you go and be praying, God kill him. God doesn't ask that question. He doesn't ask a prayer like that. He may not kill him. But if you are loyal, and honest, and sincere, how many of us have read about the sister who married the drunkard? The message. The sister was so loyal to that drunkard, he didn't complain. He will vomit everywhere, he will clean everywhere. One day, he went to a place where they used to have fellowship. As we are having fellowship, no? There are people fellowshipping in the hotel now. So people are fellowshipping with people's wives in the hotel now. So we tell their wife, I'm going to Lagos. Now lie. Now tell anybody. Now eat the day. You are not deceiving anybody. God is not mocked. You will reap what you sow. The one that will judge you sees all things and knows all things. Amen. God help you and me. I say, God help you and me. I will soon close. Whatever cross you are carrying, the grace of God is sufficient for you to carry the cross. It's not an excuse. You don't talk things like that to God. You don't. He knows what to do. Just be honest. Just be sincere. Don't be loyal. Just be truthful. I'll be praying. When this man went to where they normally fellowship, what him Utio, the sons of people do evangelism with Bible, and some of his colleagues, they don't mind them. There is no true Christianity again, no Christian. And they are just lying against themselves. They are just deceiving themselves. The man said, don't say that. There's Christianity. He said, where do you find it? He said, I have one in my house. He said, okay, let's go. Let's go. They never drink. When they drive home, you know the way they drive. Oh, man. Recklessly, they parked the car. They were coming like that. Say, go and set my table, cook social things. They were doing as if they were drunk. Remember, they have come to test her. Quickly, the woman prepared the food, put it on the table for the three of them. The man came. Say, I have told you, don't prepare my food like this. You just hit the thing, brah, for ground. Remember, they were testing her. She didn't frown. Amen? She didn't frown. She just cleared everywhere. He said, I will pray another one. He went up. Why she was doing that in the kitchen? They were talking to each other. I said, I told you, see. Without a preacher, the life of that woman converted these three people. May your life convert souls. The life of Christ is so powerful that no life of the devil can convert it. Oh, hallelujah, church. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Your children, they are watching you. The church members are watching you. The neighbor are watching you. Those who buy tomatoes from in the market often, they are watching you. Everybody is watching you. Amen. Where Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is built on top of a hill cannot be hid. Giving you fine qualification. You are laughing, you are happy. You are the salt of the earth. Do you know if you use the whole cow to cook without salt, it will be tasteless? Have you ever think of that? Men don't light up candle and put it under the bushes. They put it on a candlestick to give light to those. All these are your qualities. Are you actually reflecting those things? That is the life of Christ, you know. All that he has said to is the life of Christ. If Christ is in you, No matter the trap that is set for you, you will come out. Somebody will pray you, you will see one cobble from the person. You will know, you will be honest, you will be truthful. You will be, the prophet said, if you are a Christian and you are employed by the government, you are working for Christ. He said, if you are not a Christian, you are employed by the government, you are working for Satan. That is what the prophet said. Do you know people who work for government that are not Christians? Do you know how they do their work? Today they come. They are going to the hospital today. That they are going to the hospital is for the whole day. They are not coming back home. Tomorrow, they are going for injection. They are not coming back home. Next tomorrow, they are going to the bank. They are not coming back home. That must not be your character. As a Christian, God put you here to be a witness that there is a way to live right. Amen. I used to say it openly. If you see me doing something wrong, I'm ignorant of it. Come and tell me. If you tell me, you will see whether I believe the message or not. I will not deliberately do anything wrong. Amen. We are still ministers fighting and choosing in churches. I think we are 6 years. Have you ever seen us fight? We will never fight. No matter what the devil will do, we will not fight. If any matter arise, we see that I own it out by the message of the hour. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. People have met me. I say, you have so many plenty ministers between the church. How are you doing it? I'm not doing nothing. Everybody is filled with the Holy Ghost. They know their position. A man filled with the Holy Ghost will know his position. A woman filled with the Holy Ghost will know her position at home. The husband will know her position, know her responsibility towards his wife and towards the children. Amen? When my mother was alive, this time he come to spend a time with us, I will call her, say, Mama, now you born me, oh. You see that woman, that is my wife, oh. You are Mama, Mama. I think you hear enough. I will treat you as Mama, oh, and I will treat her as my wife. Mama understands me. Did you people quarrel? Not even one day. Mama remain Mama. Wife remain wife. I can't call my Mama Honey. I call my wife Honey. She's my Mama. I can't call her. I can't call my wife Mama. It's not my Mama. It's my Honey. Praise God. Amen. As long as she remain Honey, her Mama remain Mama. There be no fight, no quarrel in the house. Amen. God bless you. Finally, oh my, dropping so many things. One time, it is a Christmas season. The man carried gifts to go and give to people. He will reach another man's give gifts. They give him little wine to drink. He will go to another, they give him little wine to drink. He didn't know little wine will become plenty wine. Finally, he became intoxicated. When he was coming back home, he wasn't keeping pace. When he looked back, he saw a little boy. The boy will go like this. We go like this. We go. He said, let me stop. Who is it, bro? When he stopped, it was his son. When the boy catch up with him, he said, why are you walking like that, my son? He said, Daddy, I'm following your footsteps. May God help us. How did you raise your children? Did you train them? How to box? Do you used to box their mother in their presence? Don't be surprised. That is your influence in their life. That is what they will practice. I want you by no man so we want you take on baby mo. Hey, can you hold your on baby mo? Can you hold your? May God help us. Daddy must say, oh God, help me to walk straight, that my children will also walk straight. What it takes to raise children, holiness and righteousness and purity, may give to you, parents. May you never regret having children that are having itchy ears. Don't borrow. Children that you cannot be proud of. May that not be your posture. Finally, This Uzziah that has started right, he became big. He became prosperous. But Abraham said his kingdom was next to that of Solomon. When God bless you, remain humble. Pride goes before the fall. And pride is of the devil. After this man had been blessed, one day he carried censer. That is a minister's office. He carried censer to the temple and wanted to offer. The minister ran after him and said, King, live forever. God has blessed you. You know your position as a king. This thing you want to do, it belongs to the ministers. He frowned. He said, what? Don't you know who I am? He has forgotten who made him who he was. Whatever you are in life, remember, it's God that made you what you are. As he frowned, refusing to be corrected by the word, leprosy came on him. And he thrust him out. When you are corrected by the word, do you hate the minister? Tobari, do you feel what kind towards him? Repent to their God servant. So God has said, touch not my anointed, I do my prophet no harm. May God help us too. I say, may God help us. Amen. When Isaiah saw that, so this kind of thing can happen. Off he went to the temple. When he got to the temple, he started praying. There he saw the real king, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. The seraphim, having six wings, with two, they covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. They were flying with two. And the prophet interpreted those things to us. Humility, what again? Reverence and in action. Amen. Isaiah started praying, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live in the midst of people of unclean lips. Lord, have mercy on me. And the Bible says one of the seraphim took a coal of fire from the altar and touched his mouth. Say, this has touched your mouth, your iniquity is pardon or your sin, and forgive him. When Isaiah then had, God said, who will go for us? He said, here am I, send me. Before you can be a witness for God, you must have God inside of you, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, nobody can deceive you. I don't care who the person is. He might be the man that claimed to be the pastor. I think it's 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Let's project it and close. Amen. Every child of God, God has given himself, a posture of himself to that child. When he says it is impossible for the elect to be deceived, the elect cannot be deceived. God guarded inside of them. Look, he said, but the anointing which you have received of him abided in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as he had taught you, so ye abide in him. Can we say amen? How can you see that other a man telling you eighth messenger is coming? You should baptize in the name of William Mary O'Brien. Pray in his name. But Abraham never taught those things. They are not in the message. How can you have that anointing on you? Are you listening? If you are listening to anything wrong, it's because that anointing is not on you. And that anointing is a portion that God has given to all his children. All of them. If I decide to be preaching Jehovah Witness sermon as from next Sunday, you will just kick me out. Because that anointing will tell you this man. That's why the prophet says, if a man lead the word of God, he said, lead the man. The man you are following, you must know who he is following. God bless you. I hope I have not taken too much of your time. Shalom to your soul. Like Brother Sam used to say, may his coming rejoice your soul. Shall we bow our heads? May you anointed with the Holy Ghost who can say, God, send me. He must cleanse you. He must anoint you before you can represent him. The reason that some of us, we don't pay tithes. Some of us don't pay tithes. Some of us, even if we are coming to church, we'll be looking for change. The smallest denomination to put in the offering. It's because you are not converted. If you are converted, your money will be converted. Your wealth will be converted. You will know that what you are giving, you are not giving to the pastor. Whether you pay your tithe or not, the pastor will eat. God will raise up faithful people to pay their tithes. Oh, merciful God. You say, pastor, need money. I don't need money. I'm very fine the way I am. So I'm only telling you. What type of influence are you showing your family? Husband, what type of influence are you showing your wife? Wife, what type of influence are you showing your husband? Parents, what type of influence are you showing your children? They are watching you. They know what you say. They know how you live. They know the thing you do at home. Even the church you are in, you come to worship. People are worshiping. Those who are spiritual, they worship. They watch you. And the Bible says, they that are spiritual judge all things. They themselves are judge of no man. He said, the Bible says, who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct them? They have the mind of Christ. Any man filled with the Holy Ghost has the mind of Christ. I don't know where you are, how far you have gone with God. Can you say, this life I'm living before you as an example, if you do contrary tomorrow, I'm not responsible. I will not be the one to be blamed. Can you tell your children that? Can you tell your business associate that? We are bringing the service to a close. How many of us will want to be remembered in prayer? Just dignify by the raising up of your hand wherever you are. Not unto man, but unto God. Hold your request in your heart. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you very much because you are our Father. It is because you have called us. It is because you have chosen us. It is because you have revealed your plan and program to us. That is why we are qualified by your calling, Lord, to be called your children, and you to be called our Father. It's not everybody on earth that have this privilege. Father, we are very grateful. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Master and our God. Because of all that you suffered to make us what we are today, Lord, we want to live a life that is pleasing unto you all the days of our lives. We want to live a life of an example before our children. If I'm a wife, before my husband. If I'm a husband, before my wife. Lord, grant it, oh Father. May we not live a life that will cause others to speak foolishly against that worthy name by which we have called. Grant it, Heavenly Father. These hands that are up, Lord, we have all been standing before the mirror of the Word of God. We have seen how we are. We have seen ourselves. Our requests are in the hearts of the people. Lord Jesus, thou who knowest the thoughts and the hearts of the people, you know what their requests are. Lord, meet every one of us at the point of our need. In the name of Jesus Christ, grant it, Heavenly Father. Our Master and our God, is there be any present that is not yet filled with the Holy Ghost? May you free them, O God. Because in your word it is stated that if any man has not got the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Those that have received your Holy Spirit, may you continue to take them higher in the grace of God. Grant it, Lord. Any sickness that is in this audience, wherever it might be, I charge you by the power of his resurrection. Leave God's people alone. Come out of God's people. Jesus received stripes upon his body for the healings of their body. Therefore, Satan, you have no right to put disease, to put sickness in the body of God's children. I charge you by the scriptures, leave God's people alone. In Jesus' precious name, may everybody be well. Your words say you wish we prosper being hurt. If we are so prosperous, may everybody prosper and be in health as our soul prospered in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. The cross where have fallen so the life and the body of my heart ruled away. Was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy already. Alas, I did my Savior's death, I did my
God. Crying, Lord.